Johnny Saddlebags.
Slippery Pete.
This town ain't big enough for the both of us.
Ain't but one thing to do.
Yep, start banking at Community Banks.
Say what now?
We'll grow this town bigger by doing business with Community Banks. That way our money'll get reinvested locally and help small businesses grow and prosper.
Son of a saddle spur, this town will be big enough for the both of us.
Help your community grow. Find your community bank at banklocally.org.
Everyone loves TV Dad.
On the next TV Dad, presented by Progressive, TV Dad gets us through heartache.
Chin up, sport.
Oh, hey, TV Dad.
You know what heals all wounds?
Time?
No, it's remembering that drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds.
But Jen still doesn't want to be with me.
True. I actually saw her with your friend Brian earlier.
Wait, what?
Listen to your TV Dad. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
Life in the year of transition, 2022. This year has been a year of constant transitions. This is the year where COVID was supposed to be done for, but it is still here. And there is the scare with the monkeypox. But I believe the idea is that it seems that the whole world is in a state of transition. Here, where I live, whenever I have gotten into a cab, it never fails that the cab driver talks about how difficult life has become. Housing prices are out of control, inflation is out of control, and the everyday cost of food and items is out of control. I have also taken notice that I see at least 3 to 4 moving trucks rentals every time I go out. Everyone seems to be moving somewhere, even here in the month of December when it gets quite cold. The question then becomes, how do we live any kind of life with such fluctuating circumstances? The reality is that most of us are in a state of tension. And as we Americans say, waiting for the other shoe to drop, meaning we are weary of what else could go wrong. The last few days is the first time that I have had a moment to reflect on what I should do next and how to proceed cautiously in a place where transitions are happening faster than most of us can grasp what the consequences might be. But I do know that human beings are resilient, and although most of us may not have been around long enough to have dealt with history's most difficult times, somehow we did, and we are here as proof that of that resiliency. Well, for now, remember that life is for the living. Live it. Till next time, stay well.